USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Dixie fire burning in Northern California has become the second largest wildfire in the state's history. The fire burning in four counties has scorched more than 463,000 acres and is about 21% contained. CAL FIRE says that three firefighters have been injured while battling the blaze since it began around July 13th. No fatalities have been reported, but the blaze has destroyed more than 400 structures, with another 10,000 threatened by the fire. And the chief White House medical advisor is hopeful that the COVID vaccines will soon receive full approval from the Food and Drug Administration. Speaking with NBC's Meet the Press on Sunday, Dr. Anthony Fauci said that he believes the Pfizer vaccine could receive full approval by the end of the month, with the Moderna and Johnson & Johnson shots soon after. He also hopes that full approval will spur more people to get vaccinated. He added that he feels more vaccine mandates need to be created at the local level. The White House has said that the federal government would not mandate vaccines except for federal workers and contractors. This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
As COVID cases, hospitalizations, and deaths are on the uptick, health officials are hoping a renewed push to get more people vaccinated will help control the spread of the Delta variant of the coronavirus. The head of the National Institutes of Health, Dr. Francis Collins, said that he believes more vaccine mandates could help slow the spread. He told ABC's This Week that he's happy President Biden mandated the shot for federal employees and contractors.
I am glad to see the president insisting that we go forward requiring vaccinations, or if people are unwilling to do that, then regular testing at least once or twice a week, which will be very inconvenient. Yeah, I think we ought to use every public health tool we can when people are dying. Death rates are starting up again, and you just went through the numbers about how many new cases we are seeing. We are on a very steep upswift of that curve, and we ought to be thinking of every possible intervention.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Schools across the country are working to establish COVID mitigation measures ahead of the return of students for the new year. School boards and parents have debated over mask and vaccine mandates for both staff and students. But the former commissioner for the FDA believes that schools shouldn't be withdrawing COVID mitigation measures before the beginning of the year. Dr. Scott Gottlieb told CBS's Face the Nation that with the Delta variant, districts should keep measures in place and see how things go before making any final decisions.
Well, look, schools aren't inherently safe. They can be made more safe if you take the proper steps, but we can't expect the same outcome that we saw earlier with respect to the schools, where we were largely able to control large outbreaks in the schools with a different set of behaviors. If we're going to change what we do in terms of the mitigation, how we approach the schools, we're going to withdraw masks, we're not going to engage in testing, we're not going to be podding students, we're not going to try to de-densify classes, we can expect a different result, especially with a more transmissible strain. I would enter the school year with a degree of caution and keep in place some of these measures and see how it goes, particularly in areas where there's higher prevalence. I wouldn't be withdrawing these things a priori before the school year gets underway, given the fact that we're dealing with a strain that we don't fully understand. This strain is clearly more transmissible. It's going to be harder to control in a school setting, and it may be more pathogenic. Kids are getting sick with it. We don't know if they're getting sick at a higher rate or we're just infecting a whole lot of kids right now.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.